From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utahns who are denied a government records request may soon have a new way to appeal the decision. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
Right now, appeals are reviewed by the 7-member State Records Committee. Lawmakers want to replace the committee with a single lawyer who has expertise in government records. They say it will increase efficiency. But Republican Representative Michael Peterson said he's heard near unanimous opposition.
Every citizen I've spoken with, every email I've received from people who actually make the request, the people who actually have to trust that the system's working, they hate it.
The bill has undergone significant changes. That includes helping insulate the new position from political influence and adding transparency so the public can see how the office will operate. Senate sponsor Republican Mike McKell says the bill is now in a good place.
I think they made the bill better because they added a review of that administrative law judge. And I thought the idea in the end where it landed to provide more oversight, more involvement from the public was better.
The Utah Media Coalition was originally opposed, but is now taking a neutral stance. The bill now goes to the governor. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Some Utahns could see their tax bills ease after this year's legislative session. Lawmakers have approved $127 million in tax relief. That includes cuts to the state income tax rate. Social Security tax for people earning less than $90,000 is being eliminated, too. They also expanded the child tax credit by 2 years, and child care facilities will get tax credits. Republican leaders say the changes will help Utahns with the cost of living and the state's economy. The Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is terminating government office building leases nationwide. And the Farm Service Agency's building in southeastern Utah could be on the chopping block. As KUER's Stevie Shaughnessy reports, the burden could fall on the area's rural farmers.
The building in Monticello is one of the only Farm Service Agency locations in southeast Utah. Shay Lewis is a farmer in San Juan County. He says that without it, farmers would have to travel long hours to apply for government programs or loans.
Our next recourse is to go to Richville, which is 3 hours away, or Price, which is 3 hours away. Everything's like minimum 3 hours, because there isn't one in Grand County.
Troy Henry is a Southern Regional Manager at the Utah Farm Bureau Federation. That's a voluntary organization of farmers and ranchers. He says government aid is especially important now that Utah has slipped back into drought.
In situations of extreme drought like this, there will be some drought assistance from the federal government, and those things will all become limited to those without offices nearby.
DOGE has not announced when the office will close. Stevie Shaughnessy, KUER News.
Utah was the last state to execute a person by firing squad. That was 15 years ago. South Carolina is set to execute someone the same way tomorrow night. Samuel Newton is a law professor at the University of Idaho. He also represented some of Utah's death row inmates. He says firing squads are linked to an early leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The concept was called blood atonement. So Brigham Young's idea that if you have shed someone else's blood, then your blood has to be shed as the only way for you to have payment for your crimes.
Since the early 1600s, more than 140 civilian prisoners have been executed in the U.S. Nearly all of them were in Utah. In South Carolina, Brad Sigman was convicted of murder. He chose the firing squad over the electric chair and lethal injection. Firing squads are also authorized in Idaho, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. The Dallas Mavericks assistant coach will lead the University of Utah men's basketball team. The school hired Alex Jensen to be the next head coach. He replaces Craig Smith, who was fired midway through the season. Jensen has deep Utah roots. He spent a decade with the Utah Jazz before joining the Mavericks in 2023, and he played for the U in the 1990s. The University of Utah women's basketball team takes on Texas Tech tonight in the Big 12 Women's Championship. The Utes are the number 6 seed. This is the second round of play. The game is at 7 o'clock and can be seen on ESPN+. Brigham Young University fell in first round play yesterday. It was the opening game of the championship in Kansas City. The Cougars lost 69-81 against the University of Central Florida. You are listening to KUER News.